Kimber Mikel, West Go Jam, 2018. In the secular West, we can easily overlook spiritual viewpoints as we seek ways to restore and protect the environment. In fact, as Professor Mark Stahl discusses in the closing essay of the Church Forests of Ethiopia book, the modern environmental movement is historically rooted in religious ideas, with connections from New England to Ethiopia. As Stahl writes, many New Englanders moved west with the new nation's expansion and brought the idea of the New England town with them. In New York City, they found a large, rapidly growing city without open spaces. Former Congregationalists from Massachusetts and Connecticut led the campaign for the creation, in 1857, of Central Park, the first publicly funded park in the United States. Frederick Law Olmsted, a descendant of the Puritan founders of Connecticut, landscaped the park to resemble a beautiful piece of creation, where, amidst the unholy business and vice of a crowded, grimy, busy city, elite and labourer alike could find restoration for body, as well as soul, among trees, meadows, paths, lakes and flowers. Both the consecrated grounds of churches in Ethiopia and the parks in the United States yet provide sanctuary from the profane world, for humans and nature. They are places that offer solace and healing to the mind and to the soul. Sit quietly, and you might still hear the stones and waters preach.